You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Hello, yes, you're locked into Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofnir Ting. Today on the show, I'll be joined by local indie pop band Tidal. They'll be joining me to tell me more details about their forthcoming EP and the songs that they've put out so far. As usual, they'll be joining me in the second half of the show after a couple of tracks from the Asian region. So do keep it locked right here on BFM 89.9. Starting off with a brand new one by another local band, Fugo. They've just released their self-titled EP. There's 5 tracks in it. And here's a track from that EP. It's called Lagu Balada Kala Hujan from Fugo.
See you.
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
AKA Brian Han with Sunburn AZ. Right before that was Melbourne-based Indonesian musician Matahara with Alas Alas, taken from her new EP Triple Alliteration. Indie pop band Tidal joins me right after this track. It's a new one from Thai group Scrub, and it features fellow Thai band Plastic Plastic. Check this one out. Brand new one called Surfing by Scrub and Plastic Plastic. Stay tuned right here on Wavelength BFM 89.9.
Having some fun, hazing in the sand, dancing to the sun, keep you feeling together as one. You're right, alright.
Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofni Ting. Right now, joining me on the show, I have the guys from local indie pop band Tidal. That's T-Y-D-E-L. Carlson, Roshan, Richie, and Timothy joins me on the line right now. Hello!
Hello.
So glad to have you guys joining me on the show. Now, before writing originals, you guys started out as a cover band playing weddings and talent shows. What kind of covers do you guys play?
Someone did the research. Super proud. 1975, I just draw a random band. A lot of pop songs. A lot of loud.
They had a Ed Sheeran face.
Yeah, I mean, for that kind of gig, you have to play songs that the crowd can sing along to. But what was the first original song that changed the trajectory of the band?
I would say it's the song that started Tidal, which was the third song that we released called Never Seen You. We wrote that song in the span of like maybe a day.
Yeah.
A day. We did
a few hours.
Yeah, in just like a small room in college, like myself, Tim, and Carlson. Once we finished it, we were like, hey, this, we performed it live, and then people were like, hey, we need to hear this in the studio version. Then we like pursued it some more, and then we hit like a small obstacle and changed direction and released our first single, No Turning Back. So yeah, from writing one song and writing another first song, we turned up. It came out as a really good lesson, and now we have 5 songs in one EP.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that EP later on, but I understand some of you have had experiences with songwriting before Tidal. But what about music production? Is the whole band involved in the production?
So, I wouldn't say it's all me, because usually they all come to my house and we will work on the tracks. Mm-hmm. So, but how we usually do it is I'll probably come up with like a draft first, and then I'll send it to them. If they like it, then we'll proceed further when everyone comes over to discuss about it. In terms of production, before we wrote our first song, I've never even touched music production before. After we wrote our first song, I had to just YouTube everything. So the beginning was really trash.
Yeah.
That's why we had a lot of hiccups at the start, but now I'm getting used to it. So I think our process is much faster now.
Another word for trash is humble, right? humble song, humble beginnings.
So everything put out by the band was all recorded in your room?
Yes.
Correct, yeah.
Yep.
Wow, the magic of YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, but we also have to give credit to the people, our friends who helped us as well. They're very skilled mixing and mastering engineers. So yeah, we just have the groundwork, but the people who really make it shine are the other people.
Photographers as well, videographers.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, during the writing process for your very first song, did it take longer than you thought it would to complete? Because as you mentioned earlier, right, the first song that you guys wrote became the third song that you guys put out.
It took a whole year, and then it was never published. So, but then the first song that we wrote together, No Turning Back, right? That one took
2 hours.
Yeah, maybe like two days worth of work. And
hey, that's not too bad, man.
Like a few days worth of work, and it's actually our most listened song today, with like over 200,000,
almost 300,
almost,
I think.
Yeah.
There are two camps, right, when it comes to making music. You either complete it in one day to capture the raw vibes and emotions, while the other camp would take 4 years maybe to complete one song. Which camp is titled in?
We are on the camp where in between. When everyone has no assignments or no work to do.
Yeah, we come together.
Then we can come together and finish it. If not, it will just forever be not done until we actually do something about it.
Yeah.
Whoa, what a responsible thing to do.
We appreciate that.
But what if inspiration strikes on the day of exams?
I think personally, no lah. Like, we prioritize like studies and all, definitely. But definitely when we can, we come together. We see each other's schedule and based on that we come.
You guys have dropped two singles this year so far, Do I and the latest one, So In Love Tonight. Are those loose singles or will it be in the forthcoming 5-track EP?
Those two are part of the EP, so those two are part of it. It's kind of like the nicer songs, or rather the songs that we want to make it radio friendly. The other songs, the other three songs would also be rather new songs, lah. So they themselves, those songs in itself would have their own kind of like touch to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different, lah. It's really different.
And how's the progress so far for that EP?
I think it's alright, I guess.
I can just say that we learned a lot, a lot, in terms of trying to adjust our schedules, in terms of like disciplining ourselves to complete tasks on time. But I think the biggest lesson that we learned was finish your songs first, and then plan the marketing stuff afterwards. Because right now what we're doing is like trying to chase a little bit. But it's everything is an experience, so we're pretty glad that we're here.
Yeah. One detail I hope people catch is our intro song is actually called To Anyone. And our last song on the EP is called 21.
Yeah, the number 21.
So
nothing to do with the K-pop group 21, right?
No. Actually, right, we researched whether we wanted to put it as To Anyone. But then, when we googled a bit, the K-pop group To Anyone, the meaning behind their group is actually To Anyone. We decided to proceed anyways. because it sounded really cool. We thought we were geniuses.
Everyone thought of it before this.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, right, about great ideas. They're all already taken.
Yes. It's like that, yeah.
Yeah, I hope the K-pop stans don't cancel it.
Yeah.
Or maybe there'll be new fans from this accidental discovery.
Oh,
shout out.
Now for the latest single, So In Love Tonight, I heard that you guys used the humble Apple earpods to record the guitars. And to me, it definitely added a raw layer that sounds way better than if you used a proper microphone.
The guitar actually came as a very rough idea at first. So I just wanted to like quickly jot down that idea, so I recorded it with my Apple earpods. Then I managed to tweak it to sound like quite like a toy guitar sound. And then when we tried re-recording it as an actual guitar, like through the interface, it just didn't sound as like, it just lost that element of raw. So then we decided to just keep it in, even though the mixing engineer was like,
yeah,
that's not how it's supposed to be. We're like, just try, maybe people will like it.
And now that part makes the song, and you know, the whole raw sound of it is the hook in itself.
Yeah.
Are there any other similar accidents that became kind of like a blessing in disguise?
I think occasionally, like, you can have coughs, or like, you can have certain noises, right? Like, and stuff. Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
And then you can just think like, hey, actually, if you fit in the right timing, or if you pitch it in a certain way, or if you mix it in a certain way, then would it sound how we want it to be? Then, you can actually edit it. Yeah,
because things like that really adds more personality to the track.
Yes.
And it's not because we don't have enough time, you know, it's because we want to put it in.
You know, for many bands in Malaysia, music festivals are almost always your biggest gigs. It's the go-to place to get new fans and more. So how do you guys improvise with the lack of shows since last year?
To be honest, it's because of the lack of shows that we were able to complete the EP.
Hmm.
Yeah. So in a way, like, I don't want to like, make the COVID thing a very positive thing, but if not for the lockdown, we wouldn't have had the time to come together and finish this EP, and the whole character behind the EP wouldn't be as it is today.
And now you guys have more than enough tracks to perform a 30-minute set.
For sure, we are so happy because of that.
Yeah, if you only had one or two songs, you'd have to throw in some covers to fill up the time.
Most festivals, they don't like really dwell a lot on covers. They don't recommend that. Yeah.
So when is this new EP dropping again?
April 16th.
Yeah,
Friday. In terms of future plans, we definitely want to touch more into the local music scene. So we're going to try to maybe collaborate with Malaysian local artists, as well as maybe some Southeast Asian artists if we can. And outside of that, once everything simmers down even more, I think we will try to have our own showcase.
Yeah.
And you know, just one goal will lead to another very goal. And hopefully one day we'll be able to perform in festivals outside of Malaysia. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Wishing you guys all the best for that new EP. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys. Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Tidal's debut EP is dropping this Friday on the 16th of April. Do check it out when it drops. But in the meantime, here's a track taken from that EP. It's called So In Love Tonight by Tidal on Wavelength BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
I lost myself, but you found me. I don't want anything anymore. I've had my best.
Indonesia. You just heard You Made Me Smile from the collaboration of Romantic Echoes and Oslo Ibrahim. A couple more tracks to play for you before we end this week's Wavelength episode. After a break, I have a tune from the brand new album of Korean R&B artist Kode. He just dropped his new album called Idealism, and we'll be playing a tune from it. The Museum by Kode is up next, right after a short break, right here on Wavelength BFM 89.9.
미술관에서 널 처음 봤을 때 너가 나의 곁에 있었던 그 아름다운 모습 거리를 둔 채 멍하니 쳐다봐 두 발은 땅에 묶인 듯 너와 나만 빼고 다 멈춰버렸네 서로의 감정은 숨길 수가 없고 너는 나의 앞에 우린 마주한 채 마음을 전시해 한참을 그렇게 바라만 봤지
Alright.
Yeah. 미술관에서 나눈 얘기 맞닿았던 느낌 처음 마주친 순간에 우린 같은 곳을 보고 있었지 늘 찾아 헤맸던 그림 앞에 서서 yeah. 잠깐만 시간을 멈추고 싶어 너를 바라보면서 다시 눈을 떴을 때 너와 나의 세상 끝에 무너지지 않게 아무런 흔적도 없는 이 길을 비춘 내 흔들리는 우리 하나가 되었고 흔들리는 불이 나를 감싸 피어오르는 순간 내게 꼭 돌아와 줄래 기다리고 있을게 지금처럼 여기서 hey. 이 순간에서 나눈 얘기 맞닿았던 느낌 처음 마주친 순간에 우린 같은 곳을 보고 있었지 늘 찾아 서서 흐릿해지는 나의 기억들 이젠 떠나야 해 미술관에서
to it. Shine on me, yeah. When you talk to me, the way you look at me, I'm not cut off, no bitch. You're so mean to me.
Back bangers from Korea. The one you just heard was Yayuhoi from Ohyuk and Sogam, and right before that, Code with The Museum, taken from his new album Idealism. Got a couple more tracks to play for you, then I'm heading out. Let's set our sights back to Malaysia. It's Kaiden and Smiley with 3 in the Morning right here on Wavelength BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM
Philippines, a band that was active since the 1970s, that was Boyfriends with Oras Oras. I'm down to one last tune for today's episode. Big thanks once again to the guys from Tidal. Their new EP is dropping this Friday. Don't forget to mark it down in your calendars. If you'd like to revisit the interview, get a full track list of all the songs I've played today, you can always do so by paying our website a visit, www.bfm.my/wavelength. You can also get in touch with us by tweeting us at BFM Radio. The handle is also the same for our Instagram page, at BFM Radio, or you can email me feedback@bfm.my. It's been a pleasure to keep you company. One last tune for this week's Wavelength episode. I'm going to play a tune from Pistol Light, taken from their amazing album Pop Bilik Tidur, which I think is the best work that they've put out so far. Well, turns out one of the tracks from that release, City Love, has been playing in H&M stores in Korea and Japan. So leaving you with that very same tune, City Love, by the very talented Pistol Light, right here on Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds from the Asian region with me, Auf Nye Ting. Take care and stay safe out there right here on BFM 89.9.